I'm Paul Wee, Graph Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. Joining me in this studio today are two representatives of the Newcastle County Reads Program, taking place right now and culminating in a great event on April 10th at the Chase Center on the Riverfront. Joining me in the studio are Catherine Wimberly, the Programs and Services Coordinator for Newcastle County Libraries.
Hello.
And Pat Birchinall, the coordinator of the Newcastle County Reads Program and manager of the Newark Free Library. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you. Thanks.
So glad you could join us. The libraries, we were talking off air, I just attended a Joint Finance Committee hearing meeting the other day for Department of State, and libraries was a huge topic because libraries are one of those critical agencies serving under Department of State, and they were a topic of a lot of discussion and how important the libraries are in our communities. Let's start with just a little bit of background about libraries, and I want to get into the Newcastle County Reads program pretty quickly, but just the libraries throughout the state, what is the role they serve today?
So I think libraries are an important community resource. We are more than just a bricks and mortar institution. Our role is to get out and serve the community and be a resource to them when they come through our doors. So that takes on many different shapes. That could be going to schools or local organizations like the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, and working with those individuals to help them and basically be another informal learning environment. But then we were also just talking, Pat can talk more about this, about the different things that we do for the community inside the library itself.
Mm-hmm. We are always evolving to meet community needs, and at many of our libraries now we actually have social workers coming into the buildings one day a week. We have a new program with the Department of Labor to also help people who are job seeking and trying to improve their resumes and things like that. That really is a huge benefit to the populations in some of the more underserved areas.
And I know another function of the libraries, and this actually came up at the Joint Finance Committee hearing the other day too, is the libraries provide an opportunity for interacting and convening people. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I kind of get a sense that's in part what this Newcastle County Reads program is all about. So let's turn to that. And Pat, as the coordinator of this program, how long has this program been around? Let's hear a little bit of background about it.
We've offered a Newcastle County program since 2005. It started as a local reaction to a trend called One Book, One Community programs, which was started by librarian Nancy Pearl in Seattle around the turn of this century. It became so popular that Nancy Pearl actually has an action figure of herself that you can purchase. She was such a strong proponent of programs like this. The idea of Newcastle County Reads and One Book, One Community programs is to get many people in the community involved in reading the same book and talking about it. So it brings people together in libraries, in their own independent book groups, and in any other venue where they may discuss what they've been reading and the issues that come up as part of that reading. We started the program in 2005, but in 2010, we were able to begin bringing the author in for a signature event, and that has really brought in many more individuals and book club members. We reached out to book club members in particular because we felt like they were very supportive of libraries already and that this was something that would generate a lot of interest with them and enhance the quality of their reading experience.
Now, how active of a book club community is there in Delaware? How would you characterize that? Because that's one of those kind of, you know, unspoken, you know, you don't hear about that, you know, in your trip to the grocery mm-hmm. store necessarily.
Well, as an example, right now we have, I believe, 137 independent book groups who have registered to be part of the Newcastle County Reads family. So there must be at least twice that many out there. And we also offer book groups in the libraries for people who are not in an independent book group.
And these book groups range in size from?
Maybe 5 to 20.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Are there any that join more than one group?
Yes. I actually have a staff member at the Newark Library who runs a book discussion group at the library, and I believe she is in 2 independent book groups herself.
So this year's book is?
Mudbound. We are very excited to have it. It's by Hillary Jordan. For those of you who may not be familiar with Miss Jordan, she has written several books, including When She Woke and the digital short Aftermath. Sure, books have been translated into 15 different languages, and they have won numerous awards. Mudbound in particular has won the Alex Award. So for those who aren't familiar with it, the Alex Award is an award that is given out by the American Library Association, and it recognizes books that are geared towards adults but have special appeal to the young adult audience, so kids who range between 12 and 18 years old, essentially. So that's actually part of the reason we were so excited to select it, because when we select books, we really want to reach the widest possible audience. And Pat has been working with different schools and teachers to get classroom participation with this book as well.
Is the focus year by year to present a contemporary book so that the author can be engaged in this?
Yes. We have a number of criteria for choosing books, but we do try to find a book and an author who will be able to join us.
That was actually one of the questions. How are the books selected? What group of people? What are the criteria? I mean, you've been doing this now for 14 years. How do you come up with the book of the year?
We have a committee that ultimately whittles down a big list into a short list, and then that list is shared with some other people in the county and some people outside the county as well for a final decision to be made. But we take suggestions throughout the year from the public. Many of those people who come to our annual events will suggest authors for the next year. We have readers advisory specialists in each library who really have their finger on the pulse of what's popular right now, what people are reading, what they're interested in, and they make suggestions to us throughout the year. We also speak with literary agents who can tell us who's out there on the speaking circuit, who is a great speaker, the popularity of their books among these many different One Community, One Book groups in libraries around the country, and that's very helpful for us as well.
Now, Pat, you mentioned that book clubs have signed up to be part of this initiative, the Newcastle County Reads program. How can individuals listening to our show today get involved in this? Where do they find information about this? And once they've signed up for this, what are some of the events that go on over time around this book, Mudbound by Hillary Jordan?
If someone would like to get involved, they can first of all call their local library to find out about registering with the Newcastle County Reads program. They can also go to the library website, which is www.nccde.org/libraries. And there they will find a link to Newcastle County Reads, so they can go on that link and register. They can register their book group so that they can get information about upcoming events and so on. Registration is not required for any of our programs. It's not necessary. But that website does offer information about upcoming book discussion programs in libraries, as well as our related programming that Catherine was talking about.
Right, and of course, because we're libraries, all the programs that we offer are free and open to the public. So in addition to the author event that we will be having on April 10th, I'm a history nerd, so I am particularly excited that we will be having a series of historical programs on the 761st Tank Battalion. One of the characters in Mudbound serves with that battalion, and it's a real battalion that served during World War II. It was primarily made up of African-American soldiers at a time when they were not allowed to serve alongside white troops. And this tank battalion was highly decorated and incredibly brave. I believe they had something like 391 decorations for heroism. I know that they served over 180 days on the front line at a time when, you know, similar battalions served maybe 1 or 2 weeks. They served on 4 major campaigns, including the Battle of the Bulge. They were one of the units that went the furthest east, actually. When the Allies were pushing forward, that 761st Tank Battalion actually was one of the first units to meet the Russian army in Austria. So they have a very storied history that I don't think as many people are familiar with, so I'm very excited that we're going to be offering the opportunity to learn more about them and their achievements.
So you've touched on who this book might appeal to, but let me first remind our listeners that you are tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV with Catherine Wimberly, Programs and Services Coordinator, Newcastle County Libraries, and Pat Birchinol, Coordinator of the Newcastle County Reads Program and Manager of Newark Free Library. So, Mudbound by Hillary Jordan. You've started to go down that path of what this book is about and who it would appeal to. It sounds fascinating.
So, it's a fantastic book. I think many of the listeners, if they haven't read it yet, once they pick it up, they'll be hard-pressed to put it down. It takes on prejudice in many forms. The book is set on a Mississippi Delta farm in 1946. Laura McCallan is someone who lived in the city her whole life, and her husband moves her to this Mississippi Delta farm. It has no running water, no electricity, and she's really trying very hard to raise her children on this farm. It is made even more difficult when her husband moves her father-in-law onto the farm. And in the midst of the family's struggles to survive, two men return home from war. The first is Jamie McCallan, who is Laura's brother-in-law, and he is essentially everything that her husband is not. He's funny, he's charming, he's handsome, but he's also deeply affected by his combat memories and suffers from PTSD, essentially. The other gentleman is Ronsel Jackson. He is the eldest son of a family of black sharecroppers that work and live on the McCallan's farm. He served during the war, like I said earlier, with the 761st Tank Battalion, and he returns home a hero, but he's also returning home to the Jim Crow South. And so despite his bravery in serving and defending his country, he's still treated as lesser. And really, the friendship between Jamie and Ronsel propels the book forward to the events of one night. And the author, Hillary Jordan, tells the story through the perspective of the men and women of both of these families. And by doing that, she really draws the reader into their lives and really makes the reader sort of question their own preconceived notions on race, gender, and equality. It's a fantastic book. I can't say it enough.
So the book is fiction.
It is.
Correct. But it is based on a period in history and events that were actual events. And social dynamics that were certainly prevalent.
It really does do a fantastic job of touching on all of those issues that were prevalent. And, you know, people who are maybe more of a fan of nonfiction books will find appeal in this one as well, because I think the author really worked hard to ground her work in reality.
Now, Pat, this is the 14th year. How have you seen this program evolve over time? I have a suspicion it has a lot broader reach today than it did 14 years ago.
I think it does. We have tried to select quite a wide variety of titles over the years. We select books that appeal to a wide range of people, though some years you may have a book that appeals more to women than to men. And so we've been very careful in our selection to give that wide appeal. We have growing audiences pretty much every year. Our first year we hosted Ann Patchett, who wrote Bel Canto, and we started with 500 people in attendance. A few years ago, we hosted Daniel James Brown, not a household name in terms of authors, but he wrote The Boys in the Boat, which is the nonfiction book about the U.S. Olympic rowing team who went to the 1936 Olympics in Berlin, and we had about 1,500 people attend his talk. Just incredible interest that has continued to grow every year.
Now, do each of the libraries have events, talks, or workshops around this program, the Newcastle County Reads program?
Yeah, that's correct. So each library will host different programs. So it may be a book discussion, it may be a historical program, it may be another program that's touching on a theme that's mentioned in the book. So really, if people are interested in learning more, they should definitely check out our website or visit their local library to get a full listing of the different programs that are available. And of course, it all culminates in the author event on April 10th. The author will also be doing a book signing afterwards. So stop by your library, check out the book, and then come to this author event on April 10th.
Let's hear a little bit more about that. It's coming up April 10th, 7 o'clock at the Chase Center on the riverfront. What does that evening look like?
We have tables in the lobby for people who come in to purchase books. We're working with Barnes & Noble to have books available. We also have some different county services which will be on display there, which is always nice. After the program, we do have a book signing with Hillary Jordan, but her talk is going to be in the main auditorium in the Chase Center. We will have Q&A after she speaks. There is free and ample parking at the Chase Center, and for anyone who may choose to take a bus from the area, it's bus number 12, stops at the Chase Center.
Okay, great. Now, Catherine, in your role as a programs and services coordinator, how involved are you in all of this, or have you left all this to Pat?
Well, I am actually a very new hire for Newcastle County. I actually just started in November. So I am lucky to be involved in it, but this is going to be my first year participating as one of the coordinators. I have known about it for years in my previous job, so I'm really excited that I get to be in the thick of it this year.
Now, I know in recent years there's been a strong push from the Division of Libraries, campaigns to get a library card in every Delawarean's hand. Could you talk briefly, we have got a couple of minutes left, about the value of having that library card and what we can expect, what kind of resources the libraries provide for us, whether we have that card or not, actually?
So I think it's a fantastic question, and it's one that we get asked a lot. Why do you need a library? The value that you get with your library card can't be summed up easily. You know, everyone thinks of books, and yes, we check out books, we check out DVDs, you know, we have databases that are going to link you to resources if you're doing genealogy search, homework help. There are all sorts of things that you get for free with your library card. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we do a lot of outreach to the community. we view our role is to serve our community. We are here to be a resource. So that means going out and engaging, and it means offering services and programs in our library. I know that I said it before, and I say it all the time, but the library is an informal learning environment. So if you want to learn how to knit, visit your local library. If you want to come and talk about a book, visit your library. If you need help filing your taxes, we have individuals who come in and organizations who come in to help. There really isn't an aspect of your life that the library isn't involved with in some way.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things I have used my library card for, two things. One is to access a book that is down in Sussex County, and it is brought up to my local library here in Newcastle County. And the other thing I've used the library card for was not several months ago, a drive across country. It was audiobooks that saved my life.
Yep. So you can also check out, that's a great point. So if there's a book that we don't own in Newcastle County, we'll get it from downstate. If the state doesn't own it, we will go outside of the state and bring it in for you through something called interlibrary loan. Your library card is going to get you access to online materials. So we have ebooks, e-audiobooks, and there are some streaming movies now available on our OverDrive account as well. So there's really a lot.
So in the last 30 seconds or so that we have, let's once again provide the highlights of the Newcastle County Reads program, how people can find out more information about it and get involved in it.
So the Newcastle County Reads program is featuring the book Mudbound by Hillary Jordan this year. If you would like to find out more, you should please feel free to visit our website, nccde.org/libraries. We'll have the author event on April 10th at 7 p.m. at the Chase Center. And leading up to that date, we will have a series of programs at different libraries and book discussions. So please find out more.
Well, thanks so much, Catherine Wimberly and Pat Birchenall, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.